Recent shows have also reached the conclusion that breaking through the paralysis of action in which we here in the US are stuck involves several things. All happening at once, jump-starting our thought process, facing early questions and fears, finding one's true self, one's authentic voice, and addressing the reproduction issue. The system reproduces itself. The fact that hidden power must reproduce itself. I should say, not the system that just sort of depersonalizes it. The several aspects of which, of this need of power to reproduce itself, we can now see in much greater depth with Alice Miller's lens, that when totalitarian child-rearing suppresses the development of our authentic self, we come to adopt the will of authority as our own. This is one aspect, the beginning and basis of the next, power's ongoing assault on the development of our thought. The development of which is the key to our recovery of our authentic, our true personalities. But simultaneously, it must also, quite literally, physically, reproduce itself as a megalomaniacal bunch of Plato's tribesmen. But on the second assault front, preventing the development of our thought, I recently read this, a recommendation to governments, and this is, you know, Yale globalization folks are very, very busy trying to help power right now figure out this challenge for them that we are waking up globally. No one masters no more. Us don't. See, never mind, don't go there. On the second, okay, this was the, I recently read this, a recommendation to governments on the necessary suppression of blogs that could unsettle society. Read the people. Quote, blogs represent a tremendous capacity for the masses to disseminate information, encouraging public participation and interest in politics and opinions, which in many countries can be openly expressed without censorship, barriers, or editorial boards. You could almost feel his outrage about that. With continuing, without oversight and checks, blogs can serve morally dubious intentions by those who aim to spread propaganda. That's funny, huh? When the system, the people in charge, these tiny 10,000 few have total control over what goes over the airwaves, but we dare not call that propaganda. No, 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 it's us trying to raise a tiny voice in the wilderness that produced propaganda. Please. Please. Anyway, radicalize readers by saying it ain't true that there is no alternative. Or exacerbate antagonisms. That means antagonism. They're afraid that we'll be mad at them, these 10,000 guys. We not gonna be mad at you. Uh-uh. No, no, no. We want you to be happy too, just not at our expense anymore. Continuing, blogs can disrupt society. You know, rock that boat they don't want rocked. Upset the world order that they want to be fixed in place. Disrupt society, business, and government activities. Oh, heavens, we wouldn't want to do that. I've been watching government busily trying to get rid of this particular blogger. Trust, I would very much like to interrupt that activity. It can propagate anarchist messages. Oh, heavens, you mean Kropotkin? That great humanitarian who loves everybody? Who wanted our thought to develop? Who challenges us to think? The question, he says, this, I'm sorry, I'm not sure of the gender. The question of oversight-free authorship remains the prevailing concern. Governments must combat bloggers engaging in deliberately radicalizing rhetoric, employing hate speech, or engaging in criminal activity. Those last two were sort of to provide cover for their main concern here. And that's from Nayef Al-Radhan. Freewheeling web commentary challenges media's traditional power, or I would say their role to placate and pacify and brainwash the people. And that's from the Epoch Times of May 14 to 20, 2015. The assumptions of this piece are really interesting. It's tacit acknowledgement of what our good three said, that the interstate system and the men who run it is where the authentic decision-making happens. It's tacit admission, both that the system is global and by implication and definition totalitarian, as we said, which means for us that our theater of action must be the world, must mean developing strategies like the ongoing, rolling, and escalating global general strike that unify us globally as and internally. You know, they are busy trying to foster, manufacture as many divisions as possible. Please, the only authentic one is that 0.0001%. Don't be duped. We have to unify. We, 99.999% globally, right now. That's our challenge. And the piece is tacit admission. Both that, we read that together. And its acknowledgement that the legal systems of particular states, for example, freedom of speech, that one's really funny for me, or the right of the people to pursue happiness are by implication irrelevant to the global state statesman. All of this busy planning our future and guiding governments is happening without the slightest response from us, without our having a shred of discussion about it. In our July 13, 2014, Waking Up show, we discussed the Minerva Project. I found that particularly interesting. You should go back and check out that show. And I posted an excerpt from it, which says that they are roping in social science, which is an old, time-tested tactic of power, to, as Bentham schooled them, claim that lexicon, develop the language that would allow them to do what they want. Scientists in service to the state, putting their brains at the disposal of a totalitarian system. What other system would require them to do that? Huh? Seriously? Huh? I mean, that establishes its totalitarian qualification right there. Criminal doctors, Miklos termed them, calling them the most dangerous agents of the state. Indeed. Are we beginning to see his point? Huh? I mean, they're busily inventing weapons to destroy our ability to resist. I just had a new one unleashed on me this very morning, the one I hadn't experienced before. So they got a whole repertoire. I mean, this one I was out, I like to give seeds to the birds. I so love watching them. I got to give them something and just to say thank you. And I was out there 4:30 this morning, and they got these drones that are smaller, that have that kind of buzz sound, that are, I assume, just surveillance. But they got these larger ones that have this deeper roar, and this big one roared across the sky as I was out there 4:30 in the morning. I saw its green and red flashing light and heard its roar, and I thought, uh-oh. And it didn't hit me till I got back in the house. My heart, because my ears always have that buzzing, but they swole up real fast. I get this experience, as I said, every night, but to have that happen within seconds, it was like I got blasted, my head, like a bomb went off. You know, I shouldn't use that expression, that trivializes folks who do actually deal with physical bombs, but this was an EMF bomb, and it took me over an hour to clear the mucus. And this was getting, you know, in the morning before a show, not cool, guys. let's go. Let's move on. This ain't about me, but I put it out there because we need to know this, They have a whole series of different kinds of weapons that these evil science, I shouldn't say evil. Come on, Alice would be mad at me. She got mad at Eric Frome for similar kind of not being accurate language, but sad, abandoned children, my son says we should call them sad, sad. That just sounds too cute for what they do. I'm sorry. I mean, they messed me up this morning, and I still got the swollen head. Anyway, but what's to my mind even scarier than these sad, abandoned scientists who put their brains on the market and don't really want to, you know, and I said this last week, I'm imagining the people who actually, you know, do this, you know, just aim and I know this is like nothing compared to what they're actually doing to our brothers and sisters in Syria and Nigeria. And I know this, so forgive this narcissism. Moving on. So what to my mind, even scarier, given what we now see about power's need to reproduce itself cross-generationally, is the NSA crawling all over our children. Can we say, Richard Aoki, please? You know, this is their means for identifying likely recruits and messing them up for life. And the damage they do toward us is not insignificant. So this National Security Agency is funding summer camps, cybersecurity. It's called Cyber. Isn't that a nice, cute sound for children? Because they are short a million cybersecurity workers in both government and industry. I mean, it's a single system of uniform control, unified across globe, called global power. It's a class system. Please, let's stop saying capitalism.